very practically, if we made a day, we typically would not go a day without eating unless we are sick. Or unless we are going to the doctor to see if we are sick. If you think about it. So if we are going to, if we feel very comfortable not reading the Word of God, going days without reading the Word of God, it's a symptom that something is wrong spiritually. Something is wrong spiritually. Just as an aside.
I wonder if it, along with that is the matter of a little strength would signify the opposite of Laodicea. Laodicea was independent. A little strength says, I'm dependent. I need the Lord. And that's an admission. It seems here it's an admission, a confession. We need the Lord. And I think a company's healthy, of saints is healthy if we admit that we need the Lord. And then when we need the Lord, we need His Word. Because He says, my Word. So this is His Word He's given to us. And so it's really, these are all expressions of our needing Him and not denying His name would be totally admitting, totally confessing. We need Him. His name, we need Him. Every aspect of Himself is what we need.
And Brother Jack, you had hinted, and I guess dispensationally, Philadelphia truth, about that which has been opened up, so precious, maybe not as clear to anybody else since the dark ages, in the recovery of truth. But there was a literal and an actual Philadelphia to whom the promises were given. And one wonders as to what happened there. When John hinted at the overcomer, I think of what we see in the life of Uzziah. A king, 8:16, he was marvelously helped by God until he became strong. He must have had little strength. But because of the lack of guardedness, but when he became strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. And here it was the need of the guard. God helped him when he had little strength. He became strong and a wonderful king. But when he became strong, his heart, that's 2 Chronicles 26. When he became strong, his heart was lifted up. And I wonder whether in the historical Philadelphia, the failure perhaps, I think, caution on that, in relation to the need for the overcoming and overcoming, that we don't see Philadelphia historically. We have a dispensational fact that today, and brethren have said we are not Philadelphia, but by the grace of God we seek to recapture the principles and the standards that Philadelphia embrace. If I say we're Philadelphia, we'll be in trouble. And we trust God that the desire will be to appreciate the Word of God, to recognize the little strength and looking to Him for the open door. I don't know if I am in no man's land.
It's a good land, brother. But I just want to say this little strength and give an example from the scripture that somehow of something little, keeping and not denying. And we'll see if we can make a connection. Just a little overall. It was always said, nothing is too little if God is in it. They did not, it doesn't say they had no strength, but they had little. It reminds me of John chapter 6, and just trust you're going to follow with that, that there was a little boy with two small fishes. That mentality of things, that God is willing to use that which is little, that one acknowledges that I have a little strength. When we have a little strength, then we can rehearse with Paul, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But that little boy and small fishes was the part of that which is a little strength. Something it might seem to the eyes of man insignificant, and yet God could work in it, could work with that. The second thing is that he fed the multitudes. But I like the word, and they kept. It wasn't only the word now fed them for that moment. They were the fragments that they have collected together that was able to sustain them, if you will. Not only for that moment, but for what is after that moment. And brethren, the keeping aspect of it, Brother Mark, if I can suggest, is living the scriptures. You see, one thing that we challenge each other to read the scripture, that's wonderful. Now, how many of us have read the scripture from the first and the last, from the first page to the last, and we're exhorted by our brethren to do so? It's a wonderful exercise. But the challenge is how many of us are really doing what the scripture said? That's the kept aspect. It's not keeping it on a shelf. Well, I have it, I kept it. It is in a safe in my own house. That's not the thought of it. The thought is, how much am I real to the word that I'm living what I have read? It's really the practical living of the word of God itself. Mm-hmm. And then not denied my name. It is in the same chapter when the scripture says that some, when they have seen all these things, it says, and some of the disciples walked with him no more. But there was a remnant. Mm-hmm. And he looked at Peter and he says, is it the same thing with you? You want to leave as the other? He says, to who shall we go? And thou hast the words of eternal life. And just bring it to Philadelphia. It's almost on the same line. That which is little can be used by God. But we are challenged to not only to teach the scriptures or to read the scriptures. That's why in the book of Acts, when Luke was talking about the Lord Jesus, he says things that he did and taught. We like to do it the other way, right? We like to teach, and hopefully by God's grace, if we can do it. But the life of Christ was something different. It was doing it and teaching it. And how wonderful not to be able to deny his name. And there were faithful saints throughout the history of the testimony. There's always faithful individuals that will not deny, regardless of the cost. Dear brethren, did we count the cost? Do we count the cost of following Christ?